those of us who graduated then in those years can still, if we're living in Cleveland Heights, I can give you an example. My son was going to day camp at the community center, and he had a friend named Joey, and I met Joey's parents, and we're talking and saying, you know, we grew up in Cleveland Heights. Oh yeah, I grew up in Cleveland Heights. Did you go to Heights? Yeah, I went to Heights. What year did you graduate? 71. Oh, no, you didn't. I graduated in 71. You meet people who you have never seen before in your class of 1,000. Now you meet some more of them as an adult living in Cleveland Heights. It's an amazing thing, but I've had it happen to me at least 3 times. My next-door neighbor's daughter was in my class. I have no idea who she was. I mean, I find her in the yearbook, but I have no idea who she was. And that's why I say you didn't mix with other age groups either. I mean, it was enough to have your own age group overwhelming you.